Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Has requested interviews from Anthony Weaver and Clint Kubiak while said to be speaking with former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. In the NBA, the Hawks lost last night in Toronto as the team deals with the fallout of Trae Young's seemingly inevitable exit from the franchise. Multiple reports broke yesterday that the Hawks are helping facilitate a move for the All-Star guard. I'm Joe Patrick.
So we're going to get some more clarity with our buddy Joe Corey, who writes for CBS Sports. He's also a former agent. He's a capologist. And we'll get his thoughts on what the Cousins thing means in his opinion and his experience. He's been on both sides of this right. as an executive and certainly as an agent. So we'll talk to him about it moving forward. He's going to join us at 5:20 today, Day-Day. Is that right, Joel Corey? So looking forward to that. We're starting the show and talking about, you know, the whole Kirk Cousins situation. If you're just joining us, it's news because we hadn't gotten to this point where he has decided to modify the final 2 years of his contract. And he may be a free agent by March 13th once a new league year begins. But it gives the Falcons some options, and it gives Kirk Cousins an option as well. They could agree to another amended deal to keep him, or they may move on. Either way, we'll talk to Joel Corey coming up at 5:20.
Right, because everybody's reading this going, he gone! That's it. And that's why I thought I'd try to kind of split the baby, like King Solomon for you Old Testament folks, that if – Kirk Cousins is trying to, you know, shopped around the idea being it would be post June 1st cut, and then we carry the cap hit will move. Joel will do a better job of explaining that I'm butchering this ad right now, but the idea is unless Kirk couldn't get any traction anywhere else, and we don't find the guy we were looking for, Carl, between, you know, the free agency period, you know, that legal tampering, all that crap before the draft, and that maybe it's sort of okay. We'll get you back, and there'll be further restructuring. That's one more possibility, but it's based on what I'm reading, that seems like it's slim to none.
All right, man. Lots going on today, guys, and plenty of reaction with the Trae Young conversation as both sides, the Hawks and his agents, are working to come to a deal. And what that means, guys, is they got to find a team. That's what that means. Once they do, then we'll start talking about compensation. But I will say this, the Hawks have probably already laid out, Mike, what they want in return as this plays out. So that's why they're limited teams. It's not like the entire league is going, oh, yeah, we're in on this. Limited teams, because here's what we're looking to get back in return. We'll talk more about it coming up. Want to remind you, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day for Prep Sports Nation, guys, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Little Birdie has told me that show is also doing very well.
Hi. All right.
we got to talk about what Steve Weiss said about our job, and meaning our Falcons, the jobs that are open here. Is it attractive? Mike, you believe it is the number one job of the six that are open as far as head coaches?
I think you could make the argument. I mean, you know, the Titans have the most cap space, but, I mean, that's never worked.
Nope.
And you go back and look at the history of teams that have the most cap space. Browns have had it. Hasn't worked out for the Jets, right? So I think we've got talent. We've got talent on both sides of the football. How about the second leading sacks team in the NFL right now? Our defense gets after it. I mean, talked about that last hour. Fonz did a nice job these last two drafts. You got Bijan, you got Drake. You may have Pitts or not, but I mean, you still got enough weapons. The offensive line, maybe some people feel you would, maybe a new group comes in and says the center's got to go. Or maybe they feel that, you know, maybe they move on from McGarry if he's healthy. I thought the offensive line, you know, Elijah Wilkins, it wasn't bad. I thought it wasn't the best O-line. You know, those metrics of PFF are kind of hard to decipher.
Yes, they are.
But we still were able to run the football, and Bijan had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that works here. There's you look at some of the other rosters. Look at the Raiders. You got a great
mess.
You got a great tight end and a young running back. And that's it.
Yeah.
Max Crosby's going to leave.
He should. Yeah, right? I agree. He's one of the best edge rushers in the league. But, yes, if I was him, I feel like I'm wasting my career away.
Right.
Even though he loves being a Raider. All right, let's get to this comment by Steve Weiss. It's in our 4th-and-1. This was Steve Weiss, who will join us tomorrow, by the way, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, discussing this with my buddy Brian Baldinger yesterday on NFL Network in regards to the Falcons' head coaching job.
Okay, let's preface this with top candidates, but I'm going to say Atlanta just for the simple reason of the roster's in place. Terry Fontenot, the GM, got fired. He put talent on both sides of the ball. The intriguing part is the hierarchical structure, the hierarchy that Arthur Blank outlined in the lineup today. There's going to be a president of football operations. We're assuming that could be Matt Ryan, the former quarterback, coming in, and a general manager. So whoever's coming in to coach is only going to coach. They're not going to have a significant amount of power. But, Baldy, on the offensive side of the ball, you've got Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier's a free agent. Kyle Pitts is a free agent. Tough decisions to make. But otherwise, you're pretty good across the offensive line of scrimmage, skill position. They've got to figure out what to do at quarterback. Is Michael Penix going to be healthy to start the season? Do you let Kirko Chains go? He's got all that money coming. If so, who do you come in to possibly back up Michael Penix, who can't stay healthy? So those are the issues. But when I look at the other openings right now, the Atlanta is the best one, Baldy, because it's also an immediately winnable division there in the NFC South.
I agree. And look, Steve is looking at this with an objective view. When you start talking about these other job openings, Mike just ran down the other teams, a bunch of them that have head coaching opportunities. I know we're frustrated, but I'm telling you, there are coaches salivating at this around the league. They're looking at this going, man, you kidding me? I got a 23-year-old stud in the backfield that is as versatile as anybody we've seen in the league. He's Marshall Faulk. Right. Are you serious? I got a stud at wide receiver who goes and gets 50-50 balls and doesn't give a damn about who's defending him. I've got a good offensive line who should be better next year coming back off of some of these injuries. Mike mentioned the deep. There are people salivating about this job, Mike.
Well, it's funny because a lot of Falcon fans that are fatalists, and there are many of you out there, you feel that if we don't re-sign Kyle Pitts, he goes somewhere else and it becomes a superstar. Well, because we're bringing somebody else in, maybe that guy we bring in makes him a superstar, right? Figures him out.
Yes.
You know, gets him the rock and gets him early and often and makes him, you know, take your pick, you know, whether it's McBride in Arizona or Kittle or what Kelsey used to be, those kind of guys.
Yeah, man, I'm with Steve on this. We're going to discuss it more, obviously, tomorrow and get more insight. For those who don't know, he covered the Falcons prior to going to the NFL Network and was here in this marketplace for a long time. He knows this franchise. And for him to say what he's saying, I think it's a viewpoint that I think a lot of people are like, they didn't finish the season well, or, you know, they didn't go to the playoffs, they finished the season well. I think it's mixed reviews. Look at the roster. That's what I would simply say. Mike, by the way, this is my favorite football weekend. Now, I love the opening weekend of the NFL because it's the opening weekend and it's like, you've been waiting all summer. Mm-hmm. But wild card weekend to me, man, we get the Rams at Panthers. We get Packers at Bears. We get Bills at Jaguars. Like, that game, I think, is going to be very interesting. 49ers at Eagles, Chargers at Patriots. Then Monday night, by the way, Texans at Steelers after that crazy game Sunday night. Right. Texans defense is ridiculous. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has got more magic in his back pocket. But, like, for me, like, this weekend for Saturday, Sunday, and then you get into Monday and all the games matter, win or go home. Right. I love it, Mike.
And, again, I know it's a different level, but the college Thursday and Friday.
Oh!
I mean, here Friday. I mean, I don't know when the Indiana fans start rolling in. I presume they'll be like, see, 10-1, right? Hoosiers to Ducks. But Indiana, they've never been here before. It's an easy drive from Indy. So either way, that's going to be bananas. Downtown should be rolling.
Is John Fricke coming down?
I can't speak
to
that.
Is he going to be at this game?
I heard that he has rented the EM50, Urban Assault Vehicle. It's an RV that he can park. It does fit in most hotel parking lots. So,
we love Indiana. John, I just wonder. I don't know if he
Day-Day, is. Day-Day, have you seen the movie Stripes? Okay, there you go. That's the EM50.
I love it, man. That's a hell of a reference, by the way.
That was sidebar. The old man, we're not really into roughing it in my house. We're not into camping. Andy Bunker goes up in the mountains and does all that. Screw that noise. My idea of roughing it, Carl, is no cable or air conditioning.
Air, we need air.
But my dad one time, his buddies all went hunting upstate New York, and my dad rented, like, my old man's like, I picked up the EM50. We rented, like, this Winnebago that we drove up there. And all my dad's friends were ticked off because we had Atari inside the
drive. Oh, wow.
So none of the kids wanted to go do camping stuff.
No, of course not. Who's leaving the game? The game console.
Playing Missile Command and Asteroids, man.
That's great.
But anyway, so we'll see. I'm sure Fricky will be here.
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, we will discuss those games in detail. The rematches are always interesting, man.
I think Oregon gets them. But again, everybody, how many guys like me have been underestimating Indiana all last season. 2 seasons?
No, it's fair. And then, by the way, that game's here. For those who don't know, that's in Mercedes-Benz. I think, you know, we were hoping, obviously, for a different result with Georgia. But either way, and then Miami, Mike, to your point, and by the way, Georgia fans, we haven't said this. What if Carson Beck wins the national championship?
Oof. Yeah. I mean, and everybody was so far and so happy to willing to let him go. Goodbye. Adios. I'll drive you to the airport.
Mm.
The Georgia fans turned on Carson Beck like a rabid dog.
They did.
You know, and then, of course, you know, Miami, Cristobal always.
Well, didn't like him either, though.
You know what? That Alabama game irked me. There's so many bad decisions in that. There was also game plan. That was Bobo throwing it around too much.
I always felt like, and there's been a little bit of this year with him at the U. Like, Mike, there are moments where you feel like he's nervous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you're going, why are you throwing it there? Like, it's almost like you're nervous, and we're watching you be nervous. That's some of that was last year with the Dogs. He had some of that this year where he had that 4-interception game and fell apart. And you're like, what the hell are you doing? I don't know. Look, I think his arm talent is really good. Mikey's got NFL size. But remember, Dog fans do. At 1.2 years ago, they were talking about Carson Beck being the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just saying. We hadn't really discussed it, but, man, that'd be something if he ends up winning the national championship with Miami and, you know, a year after being told to get the hell out.
Right. But, you know, Lanning, that would be the first win for a Kirby, right? One of Kirby's coaching tree.
Yeah, it would be good.
If Lanning gets it done, and look, the way they look defensively, man, holy cow. I just think Miami's so good in the trenches. They're so good physically. So, again, we'll get it. We got all this week to talk about that. But I don't know about you guys. Since I have no skin in the game, I'm pulling for Ole Miss. The crazy story of these guys and the soap opera those guys are going through. I mean, no Dog fans are probably still too soon. But, I mean, the Chambliss kid is just so rootable.
Yeah. I look, and more and more, it's like news every day with Ole Miss. Apparently now, Weiss, the OC, is going to coach Ole Miss in the college football playoff semifinals.
Lane signed off on that, and LSU did too.
Yes, he did. But to me, I'm with you, Mike. This is the ultimate underdog.
Right.
Right?
And with all the stuff these kids have had to deal with, you know, and like I get it, they're all getting paid now.
You're saying their coach left them high and dry.
High and dry. It's a great TV movie. You know what I mean? If ESPN was still making those, it'd be a good TV movie.
Yeah. Cignetti is pretty good, too, man. That Indiana story is pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, as we said, the quarterback is, like, digitally animated. Oh, like, everyone thinks he's AI. You know? I mean, Orange just did the face of, like, the fake. You think it's a fake smile, Orange? He's just very happy.
Well, every time the mic, the camera goes off of him, he's like, thank you very much. And then his facial expression changes.
Well, he's like, very Tim Tebow, like, in that sense. Nobody will work harder to win this championship for Indiana. You know, he's... Tim Tebow always sound like he just ran home.
Yeah.
In those sound bites. Gentlemen, the EM50 Urban Assault Vehicle. Come on, we're going to Czechoslovakia. It's like going to Wisconsin. I got my kick in Wisconsin once.
Yeah.
I love Stripes. Bill Murray ad-libbed like the whole thing.
I know. Yeah, I didn't know, but now we know. Yeah, I mean, it's still funny, man.
Right.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. A couple of other things we got to mention. Cowboys fire Matt Eberflus, their DC. Commanders and Cliff Kingsbury part ways. They agree to part ways. He was the OC that helped Jaden Daniels have that amazing rookie season. And the Titans are expected to interview Matt Nagy, the Chiefs OC, at least in name. Remember, Andy Reid's still doing this thing. And the Colts, Lou Anarumo. He's their DC. So the Titans are trying to figure out who their next coach is going
to
be.
I know a lot of guys, when do we get the word on when is Matt Ryan? Not yet, guys. I don't think we may get that till maybe after the weekend. We'll find out Thursday. We'll try to get out of Arthur Blank's press conference on Thursday.
No doubt. All right, coming up next, Arch joins us. That's Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Busy, busy day here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for listening, and thanks for making Atlanta's 92.9 The Game, Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Want to remind you that you can hang out with Abe Gordon and Michelob Ultra for an Atlanta Hawks watch party.
That's right. Abe will be right there.
As they take on the Nuggets Friday, January 9th at 9 p.m. Hudson Grill in Midtown. Enter to win Hawks tickets or a $50 gift card to the Hawks shop. There will be specials on Michelob Ultra. Must be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
That's our Abe. Let's talk to our man Dave Archer. He is here. And Arch, first, before we get into all the news, man, I feel like we could talk to you for an hour. Congratulations on another amazing run and another year of calling Falcons games. I'm speaking for you here. This is not coming from you. This is from me. I know it's not easy when the team struggles and you have to continue to show your professionalism. And you and obviously, you know, Wes do an amazing job. But another year in the books, man. So congratulations on that, because we know what you guys do is valuable to the community. With that said.
Well, that's very kind of you. Real quickly, Carl. Very kind of you and Mike. And we're That's the thing about, I think, that hopefully the fan understands. There's a lot of teamwork around 92.9, the game, the flagship of the Atlanta Falcons, and flagship, obviously, for the Hawks and for Atlanta United as well. But the teamwork that we try to compliment you guys. You guys do such a great job of setting the table for us during the week to get ready for the weekend. So it's a team concept. That's the way I've always believed, and I appreciate what you guys do for us as well.
Well, and I'll say this. Look, we're pumping our chest a little bit here. We have been. Maybe we don't do it enough, but the games are one of the most, if not the most, listened to things on this radio station. And so what we're saying is you guys are a big part of that. People know what they're getting with you and Wes, you know, entertaining us with the games and with the Falcons games on Sundays. All right, let's talk about all this news. First and foremost, what are your thoughts about this Matt Ryan news? Moving it forward, it's not rumor anymore. We now know, you know, Dave, he's going to interview for this job. Allegedly, I think, Mike, the report was Thursday or Friday of this week.
Right.
We don't know if anything will be announced, you know, this weekend. But what's your mindset as far as this new structure and Matt potentially really being involved?
Yeah, it's something that I've been somewhat privy to for a little while now, Carl, and had an idea that Matt might decide to get involved. It's a huge decision for him, obviously, to interview for this job, as he's got a young family. He and Sarah are raising their youngsters, and right now he flies up on a Saturday and does broadcasts and then comes back home Sunday night, and that's it, you know, and obviously he does some prep during the week, but this is a potential burn the candle at both ends type job. And so I think that he's marinated on that, talked about it, all that kind of stuff. So if he is going to go ahead and interview for it, he obviously has digested that and what it means and the commitment it's going to actually take to help do what he wants to do. And he wants his team to be the very best they can be. He knows what it looks like. He's been with coaches that know what it looks like and what it's supposed to sound like in meeting rooms, you know, the grassroots stuff, the stuff, right, the interaction in the hallways, the meeting rooms, individual breakdown meeting rooms, what it looks like in an offensive and defensive meeting room, how that's supposed to translate to what it looks like in the walkthroughs before you get to practice. And then what are you supposed to be doing at practice? And then breaking that down day to day as to what's supposed to happen day to day to get you prepared to beat that particular team that weekend. I'm not sure I could find a guy that I would trust more than Matt Ryan if Matt, in fact, decides to interview and does take this job, that I would trust any more than him. I've had a chance to be around him his entire career here. He's a genuine guy. What you see is what you get. It's not a made-up person that you see the interviews from. And he and I did interviews for 13 straight seasons. And he and I have had a chance to spend some time in the offseason, things like that. I trust him implicitly to, if he gets this opportunity.
Right.
Now, that being said, obviously he's going to have to build a team as well. And that means going after and find a coach and a GM and all those kind of things. And I trust those guys out there in Flowery Branch to aid him in that regard. But I think that first and foremost, Carl, I'm very comfortable. I know there's a lot of conversation about he didn't have any experience with this. I beg to differ. Has he been sitting in the chair? No. He's played it out in real life. He knows what's going on.
Right. And I even said, we saw Arthur Blank talk about the new vision of the Falcons. I'd be happy with him as team president and GM, and he's streamlined even further and have it his vision. We'll try to get that out of Arthur on Thursday. As far as coaches, the first name we talked about, and again, we're not the only team looking, Arch, there's five others, but Clint Kubiak, just because of the pedigree, the kind of things that we've seen him do and the success he's having with Darnold right off the top this season. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's an intriguing candidate. Mike, I think that he's a young guy that obviously tutored under one of the really good coordinators in his pop, and his pop learned from one of the best and probably a guy that probably has his hands in almost every offense in the National Football League, and Mike Shanahan. A lot of the offenses you see run across the league are a version of what he created off the wide zone technique and being able to run inside zone off the run game. It all stemmed off of the run game. Everybody wants to talk about passing, mm-hmm. but the ability to run the football under Shanahan's system has manifested itself in all these different guys, whether it's Sean McVay or whoever, that have gone on to put their spin and their version on it, but it's still based on running the football, which certainly would bode well for what we want to do here with Bijan Robinson and potentially, I don't know, Tyler Allgeier or someone else that will be that RB2 to run the football behind an offensive line that already knows how to do some of that. Now, I think you're going to have to tweak some of that up front a little bit too from a personnel standpoint. Mm-hmm. But Clint Kubiak has that knowledge of that piece of the game. I think that he is a whenever you get a young guy like that, those are guys that really want to take the bull by the horns,
right,
and get after it. So I think that that's fun. He's done a good job with Darnold. Now I would say that the guy, you know, Kevin O'Connell did a pretty good job with Darnold too,
right,
you know, and maybe that's where that began for Darnold as opposed to what Kubiak was able to do to him, because obviously Darnold played extremely well last year prior to getting to the postseason. But I think he's a very intriguing candidate. I think he kind of meshes with what they potentially could put in play.
Dave Archer, our guest, guys. Today's news is Kirk Cousins agrees to modify the final 2 years of his contract, which obviously gives the Falcons some flexibility. My question to you is, do you believe Kirk Cousins wants to return? Do you think he wants to be here next season?
Yeah, that's not surprising that Kirk did that. I think that that was something that was obviously been discussed well before this thing all came together. Again, I've had enough time to spend with these quarterbacks and in some private time. And I think that Kirk, in all honesty, was a bit disenchanted with how games potentially were being called maybe early on. I don't know how much input he potentially had when it came to game planning and or in-game things that he wanted to do. I think that certainly we adjusted what we were doing based on what Penix was doing and what he was doing. You guys have talked about it repeatedly with Penix not being under center and certainly with Kirk being under center. He was much more comfortable in that mode. I think with the change, this probably precipitated Kirk to go ahead and say, yes, I would be interested in returning. Do I think he's going to come back? I think there's a good chance. I think that there is a very good chance. I think that it's something that will continue to manifest itself into what it looks like. Obviously, this isn't a done deal, but obviously, if he does his deal, it kind of puts you much further down the road to him returning. And what's that look like? I think he understands what Michael's going through. He's got great respect for Michael Penix, and he in fact, has spent a lot of time helping him and tutor him. Whether anybody knows that or not. So there's a great respect between the two and what they bring to the table. But that certainly looks like, it sounds like, that he would like to return. Do I think he's going to? I think that there's so many variables to that. I can't really answer that, Carl.
Coming up in the five, Joel Corey. I know you love capologists. We'll talk to Joel because he can break it down.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's a dude that will give us what, you know, some folks feel Kirk Cousins is gone. As you said, there are still some scenarios where he sticks. Dave Archer's with us. And Dave, the other aspect of what we are is, you know, what are we? I think we're a good football team that just made too many mistakes. I think this team was 6-3 a year ago, was in the driver's seat in the playoffs. This team was one or two wins away from winning the division. We're not even having these conversations. So a new coach coming in, I don't think the cupboard is far from bare with this squad.
No, I would agree with you, Mike. I think there's, you know, I mean, anybody in their right mind knows there's quite a bit of talent on the football team. I think that when you play, you know, Raheem coached 34 games here. I think, if I'm not mistaken, 22 of those games were one-score games. We didn't win enough of those. I think we won about half of them, or won less than half. I think we won 10 or something like along those lines of 22 one-score games. You guys can do the math as easy as I can based on how it's gone in this division. If you flip a game or two, it would have taken just one game this year, but if you flip a game or two a year ago and you win the division back-to-back years. So, and how different would that look, guys? I mean, are you getting rid of your coach and your GM if you won the division back-to-back years and you could have flipped one or two games in both seasons and you would have won the division both years? I mean, that's crazy to think about. But I think that, you know, it's a really odd thing. I don't know how much you guys have thought about just those little things, little tweaks here and there, the ability to win a game here or there. There is something to that. And that's where, getting back to what Carl was talking about with potentially Matt Ryan, Matt understands what it takes to win in those situations. I mean, go back and look at his record. I think he had 45 or 46 wins in the fourth quarter or overtime. That's near the top of his, it might have been at the top of when he was playing. So there's another entity, the piece that he's been in the games. He knows those moments of winning on third down, which we didn't do a good enough job of. You guys have documented that. Are you good in the red zone? Weren't good enough down there either. That precipitated maybe some of these one score losses.
Right.
And then how good are you at the end of the half, and how good are you at the end of the game? And I don't know if there's a guy that you could talk to that would know more about that kind of stuff than the number two.
All right. Before we let you go, and it's Dave Archer, guys, joining us here as we talk Falcons. And there's going to be a lot of this conversation between, you know, now and the point in which we get into the spring. This is going to be a lot of stuff has got to be decided. And once these jobs are filled, then we start to find out more about those individuals. If it's Matt Ryan, what is his vision? What's it going to look like? The general manager to the head coach. So there's a lot in store. I wanted to ask you, is this the most attractive job that's open in your opinion? Take your Falcon hat off, which you obviously can do.
Yeah.
Is it when you look at, you know, Raiders, Titans, I'm looking at these jobs, Arch, I'm like, Are these folks looking at our roster? Do they understand what we have here? I think it's the most attractive job. Do you?
Well, I think that there's a lot to say about the attractiveness of the job. There's certainly some things that potentially, you know, pull you down a little bit. What do you the number one position that you have to be locked in at is the quarterback position.
Yep.
And are you in a good spot there? Would you say we're in a good spot there? That might be a little bit iffy. I think you like the talent. I think you like what Michael Penix brings to the table, but when is he available to you? And is Kirk amenable to coming back? And is that going to be an open job where if he's playing well, Penix stays on the bench? There's a lot of conversation around that and probably the potential minefield that a coach is going to have to deal with there.
Right.
You talked about the capologists that are going to come on. What do you have available to you when it comes to the money? The number one draft pick thing, and there's a lot of conversation about the number one draft pick. You took your number one draft pick this year for next year.
Right.
He just had 10.5 sacks.
Yep. Oh, it's.
I don't know.
Right. He's good. And by the way, Arch, we mentioned ahead, also, Mike. You also got Xavier Watts in the package. You know what I mean? With the Rams.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. I mean, so if you're thinking, okay, you're hamstrung because you don't have a number one draft pick this year, I mean, he's on the team already, and he's already paid his dues, yep. And he's ready to take it to another level in the form of two, as you just mentioned, Mike. So that's a great way to analyze it. But all that being said, I throw out Bijan Robinson. I throw out the two young guys off the edge out of the SEC. I throw out Watts. I throw out Jesse Bates. You go down the line, man. That kind of tastes kind of good to be able to come back and have those kind of guys on your roster. Drake London, those kind of guys come back on your roster. I can't see another place that's close enough to winning their division than this place is.
Last question, and we got to catch a break, Arch. You keeping Pitts?
Yep.
You going to tag Pitts? I mean, obviously, that's for a general manager and Matt Ryan maybe to decide, but what would you do with Pitts?
Yeah, wow, that's a tough one, Mike. I don't know that I've completely digested that yet. He was a monster the last six games of the season. Loved the way he played this last game. Did not block very well at all, and that really came up in the run game. One of the reasons we were not able to run the ball to the perimeter, he did not do a very good job there. How do you evaluate him, Mike? Is he a tight end, or do you make him part of your wide receiver core? Now, you want to get him signed before he becomes the wide receiver, right? Because the numbers are dramatically different from a tight end if you're going to franchise a tight end or a wide receiver. So I would look at keeping him because I think he's got kind of that dog is back in him.
All right. Great stuff, Arch. Again, great year calling these games. Not the results we wanted as a fan base, but look, we feel like things are about to change with this new structure with the organization. Let's hope so. Arch, take care, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the wild card weekend, my friend.
We'll do it, man. I can't wait to hear you guys tell me what I'm going to get for Trae Young, too. I'm chomping at the bit.
Right on.
We got you, man. That's Dave Archer, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. When we do, we'll find out what's on Day Day's mind. Also, we're going to talk dogs. Transfer portal is crazy. More dogs in the portal. Find out who coming up in less than 20 minutes. It's Dukes and Bell.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Thanks to Dave Archer. We're going to talk to Joel Corey, CBS Sports, and he is a capologist, former agent, to get the latest on this Kirk Cousins thing. As we started the show, I said, I feel like this opens the door for him to come back. Many of you have disagreed and said, no, bro, he's gone.
Well, Mike Garofalo just put out there from NFL Network that, yes, he will be a free agent by March 13th, potentially. Doesn't mean he can't be back in Atlanta. Yep. So, as I said, I mean, look, I get it. In social media, people want to be definitive. He's gone. Okay. Okay. I've just learned, you know, I'm 57. I've been doing talk radio since 98. I don't deal in absolutes until I have all the facts. And right now, there's two options. There is granted, it might be a slimmer likelihood, but there's still a chance that they don't get what they're looking for as far as quarterback, whether you call it a gap year or a bigger picture, and Cousins does come back. Or it's simply going to be that post-June 1 designation, and we'll just split that cap it the best we can.
All right. And I'm going to tell you why I think he is back. I want him back, number one. I'm telling you this because I don't want to go into the offseason with uncertainty. That's number one. I don't think the Falcons want to go into the offseason with uncertainty. You really want to tick the fan base off even more despite these new hires? Who the hell's our quarterback?
Right.
So whether you like him or not, you know you can win with him. We're going to talk more about that coming up. 4 o'clock, we'll talk to Connor Riley. Day-Day, man, what is on your mind, brother? What's going on?
Hey, man, first off, I got a few shout-outs that we didn't get that I didn't get a chance to get to yesterday. Obviously, the Falcons news was front and center for us, and rightfully so. But real quick, wanted to shout-out the Social Circle Wrestling team. I got a chance over the weekend to go out there. They hosted their annual Georgia Grappler Duels. And so I don't know if you guys, either of you guys really get
You grapple?
No. You know what's funny about wrestling? So when I was in high school, we always looked at it as like, look at those dudes. You know what I mean?
But hey,
you know, brother, what I'm talking about.
When I moved out to public school in Long Island, and they, you know, was it like this? I don't know how it was in Georgia. You'd have the weeks where you do wrestling in gym class,
right?
And like the different stuff you'd do. And I remember Ed McCaffrey, no relation to the NFL guy, Carl, but he was kind of like, you know, a stoner,
right?
And so it was, we're in the same weight division, so I just threw him around a few times, and Coach Colombo's like, "Why you want to go for the wrestling team?" I go, "Wrestling," and I said something which now would be untoward,
sure,
about it. And of course, you had to cut your hair. I always had long hair.
Right, right.
I look like Mark Gastineau's idiot love child.
Yeah,
so I was never going to cut my hair to wrestle.
And for us, they always wrestled because our gym was like one of those gyms where you had to kind of like the side. So they'd always be rest practicing to right. the side while we had basketball practice. And so, you know, back then it was like, man, look at those dudes grappling all over. Look,
passing ringworm back right. and forth.
I'm with you. And by the way, and have those poor guys having to make the weight every morning.
But now let me tell you
those
something.
Cauliflower
and I can't,
ears.
And
huge.
I know that in the Midwest it's really big.
It's huge.
But let me tell you something. Since I started covering high school sports here in Georgia and started going to wrestling matches, huge, man. And these, I mean, I'm talking about some intense matchups depending on who you get. This one, Social Circle, who's a three-time defending state champs,
right?
In this, it was a duel with three other teams there. They took on Buford, who's won numerous state titles.
6A.
And it was really good. But anyway, I just say I wanted to shout them out because great hospitality. Me and the boys, I took the boys out there because it was the wife's birthday.
Yeah.
And that's my other shout out. I didn't get a chance to shout out my wife. Her birthday was on Sunday. So okay. Happy birthday to my wife, Ebony. 21 all over again.
Right.
And
what'd you get her?
Got her a nice gift card for what is it? Ulta Beauty.
Yeah. Nice. That's a nice gift.
Nice. Yeah, oh yeah.
And expensive.
He's so sensitive.
Tell me about it.
He's so thoughtful.
Especially coming right off Christmas.
Oh yeah. No. My daughter loves that spot. And I'm like, "Do you really need that much money to go there?"
Hey, there you go, Big O.
Oh, you got it in?
No.
Oh. Damn, Carl.
Hey,
that wasn't even subtle.
What do you mean?
Where's the Jeremiah song? Wait. Birthday?
It's her birthday.
Subtlety was just completely gone for that car.
Well, he got her a nice gift card. I thought maybe, you know.
It wasn't his birthday. It was her birthday.
Yes, quid pro quo, Mike.
Just played the song maybe just in case, but
yeah,
Carl.
Man. Yeah, it didn't go that
way. No context at all, man.
So no snorkel.
Did you two engage in intercourse day?
I did not say that. I said, did you get it in? It's a difference.
Well, it's a difference.
No, it's not.
All right, last shout out, my SBA 10U Bruins team. We were back in action on Sunday as well, and we picked up another win. So one more regular season game, and then we'll get ready for the playoffs. All right, real quick, because I want to get back to Hawks before we run out of time.
Yeah.
Just want to shout out Georgia men's basketball tonight. They take on Florida. Georgia, remember the last time we talked about them, they cracked the top 25. At 25, they're now up to number 18 after they picked up an OT win over Auburn on Saturday. That's their seventh straight win. They're now 13-1 on the season. So Mike White's really doing some things over there. Florida, unfortunately, because they lost to Missouri over the weekend, dropped out of the top 25. So should be a big SEC matchup on the hardwood tonight if you want to check out some SEC hoops.
Look, Georgia's good.
Yeah.
If you've not had a chance to watch them, I know it's early on in the season. Many people not paying attention maybe to NCAA basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Coach has got a nice squad.
Yeah,
and
he does.
And he's got some depth. Florida has that kid. He's like 7'8" or something like that. Right?
What is that kid's name?
You know what I'm talking about? He's like 7'9" or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but
the big guy.
Yeah,
I can't think of his
name.
But
Georgia's got a really good team, man. If you're not,
I like
paying
him
attention.
For the Hawks. Actually, depending, I know he's not a scorer like that, but his presence in the, you know what I mean.
He's so long.
Yeah.
As
so all right. Speaking of the Hawks,
Oliver Rio.
Yes,
that's the one.
Thank that's you. Him. All right. Speaking of the Hawks, with everything coming out about Trae Young, I've told you guys I think it's just kind of time anyway. Nothing against him. Think he's still a great player, but just seems like the fit isn't there anymore. But with that being said, do you think this situation can start to become a distraction for these guys? Because you've got a really young team. Outside, I think after Trae, I think Naw is the next oldest at 27. Mm. Everybody else, 24, 23,
yeah.
22.
Yeah.
What is Richard says not even 21 yet, right?
No.
So, you know, could this become a issue from a distraction standpoint? Because now your supposed leader is not, you know, how engaging is he really if he knows he's about to be moved?
What do you think, Mike?
First off, we don't know just exactly how that interaction works with this young squad. Are there guys who roll their eyes when Trey does what he did last night, where he comes out with a cell phone, dribbles around for 30 seconds, and then skulks back to the locker room? And do people go, okay? I mean, look, he left. He was the man. He comes back. He's no longer the man. So it's human nature. He's kind of doing his thing. Jalen, it's Jalen's team. And this was one, Carl, we were sold a bill of goods. Trey will get this audition with the best team he's ever had, and then we'll know by the trade deadline if it works or not. Yeah. And we're never going to get to know if it would have worked. They don't play defense whether Trey's on the floor or not. I'm still concerned that, you know, Snyder would have been the guy, but I think, man, if Jalen takes the leadership role and it's his team and it's a young squad and we get more youth with those picks we got coming in, the future's bright. The problem is, for Hawks fans, you may have to wait another few years.
Yeah.
Which nobody wants to hear that.
No. We want to win right now. It's a great question. I don't know, because here's the thing. We don't know the mental makeup of these young cats yet. We don't know how tough they are. They haven't been to the playoffs. They haven't been through a seven game grind. Nobody's beat up on them. I don't know. But what I will
say, Daniels has got to stop dribbling.
Well, maybe sometimes. But I will say this. When we went on that run to the Eastern Conference Finals, the reason why it worked was because you had a nice mix of youth and experience. And for everything that Trey was in that run of 21, you had Bogdanovich, you had Solomon Hill, you had Lou Will.
Right.
You had guys that had been in the league a long time and understood it. And there's something to be said about that.
The OGs, like the good Gallo at times. Remember?
Correct. So I know everybody just thinks, all right, well, we're young and we'll you need a mix, man. You need some cats who've done it and been around the league, but also teaching these young guys how to be professionals. And I know that goes like unspoken, but there's something to that. Trey came in, and that particular team, he could play free and do all those things because he had all these vets who were like, do this, don't do that, you're good here. I don't know who's doing that for this team.
Gotcha. All right, guys, that's what I got real quick. Mr. Skinner, Matt Skinner from Carrollton, he's listening to the show.
Yeah,
said,
man.
Yes, wrestling is huge in Georgia, and he is absolutely right. So shout out to him. Appreciate him listening, and that's all what's on my mind.
I'm 15 years old. I go up to Michigan. I go to the football camp in Michigan.
Okay.
Talk about the Midwest.
Right.
My friend that I go with, there's two of us that we went up to the camp. His cousin is the three-time state wrestling champ in Michigan. Okay, at the time.
Right.
So we go up. He's like, man, we're going to play in this tournament. Tournament's called the Gus Macker. It's a 3-on-3 tournament. I don't know if anybody down south has ever heard of it. It's a huge thing. It was a huge thing in the Midwest. Thousands of kids, like that, like everybody's playing, and it's city to city, and then you know, it pairs down to the finals.
Right.
Very intense. 3-on-3. His cousin shows up at this tournament. We get into a scuffle in our match, like the third game. Crowds around, everybody. His cousin shows up, and they're like, his cousin Jerome is here. Shut it down. Nobody wanted to even mess with us the rest of the tournament. It was like, yo, that's his cousin. That's Jerome's cousin. Because he was a 3-time state champion.
Yeah, man.
Dude, they get monster respect.
Yeah, they do.
And I'll just say, if you're a wrestler, you're one tough SOB. I'm telling you, man, the leverage and, Mike, the being on that mat with somebody and grappling the way they do, those kids, man, it's real. But he was a dude, and he wasn't that big. He was like 5'7", but strong as an ox.
Yeah,
Those dudes are spring-loaded. That's you know what, if we break it down, why didn't I wrestle?
You know what,
I didn't have that discipline,
No.
Those cats, my best friend Tommy Ryan wrestled for Dan Gable at Iowa. That's like another level.
As a show, we got to go out to some of these high school events, man. I think that would be
Can
really
you
fun
drink?
To take. Mike.
What's the line on, what's the rule on live betting?
Can I gamble? Can
If you tell me
I go to, like, we're going to North Forsyth or whatever, and I could walk in there like Ron White with like rocks glass and a cocktail, I'm all for it.
No, man,
relaxes
me.
I mean, you could,
and then security will exit you from the building.
Yeah, man, congratulations. I just wanted to mention that was. Did these wrestlers?
It is, man. It's intense.
It's intense. All right, we got a lot more to get to. Connor Riley's on the way. Who is in the portal for the Dogs? Also, we have other college football news you are going to want to hear. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.